All right, 6 days, livefreeordie, Hannity.com, Amazon.com. Linda, when are we going to announce the information that we need to announce for all the different things we have coming up? Do you want to do it tomorrow?
Or do we I really like the way you answer and ask questions. You know, you've got a real art of not saying anything when you're saying something. That is a talent. That's very
well,
good.
Well, the question is, when do we want to announce
question
it? That's a question.
Question.
By the way, I'm not Jerry Nadler.
About...
I'm going to let you answer the question. Go.
I just need 5 minutes. Can I take 5 minutes? I'll be right back.
No, not 5 minutes. No.
This is so disgusting.
By the
Anyways.
Way, can I go? Can I take a 5 minute break?
Just five minutes. No, absolutely not.
No.
Oh, okay. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I waited an hour for you, you jerk. I mean,
why don't we? That was really subtle. Why don't we announce that we're going to make a bigger announcement when I can make a nice, pretty graphic? But I can talk about it a little bit.
No. Don't talk about any of it. And we'll do it tomorrow. You want to do it tomorrow?
I could do it tomorrow. I can allude to it.
I'm just checking.
Today.
All right. It's fun. Some fun. Listen, we've been busy working. A lot of stuff going on that we're really excited about. Anyway. 800-941-SEAN, allthingsbillo'reilly.com. Our friend Louis Gohmert tested positive for COVID. He'll join us today with Andy Biggs. He was at the hearing yesterday. Jim Jordan, who just it was a beatdown. He's going to join us today as well. I got to tell you, it is sad to see this show continue to go on. What we watched yesterday is nothing but a national disgrace. Now, the only good part of all that's happened is that the American people saw what was unfolding yesterday. Nobody liked it. Everybody saw this for what it was. It was an all-day Democratic campaign ad for Joe Biden. That's all this was. And to do it, They literally had to. I just will say this: they're a bunch of little children and jackasses. And Hurricane Barr, Joel Pollack, our friend, tweeted that out, has hit the Democrats. Send help. It was very funny. I saw. I can't say what Mark Levin tweeted, but he cracked me up when I saw his tweet. Somebody sent it to me today. And yeah, they're the biggest bunch of jackasses you ever want to see. And there's no other way to put it accurately, he wrote. And he's right about all of this. And to just watch how absolutely horrific these people are. These are many of the same people that lied to this country about Trump-Russia collusion. And we now know they never had any evidence because it didn't exist, while ignoring the dirty Clinton dossier. You know, the attorney general saying, listen, if we care, if Black Lives Matter, we have got to look at the crime that is happening and the violence in these cities, making what would be a common sense appeal for law, order, and safety. Because people like Nadler, you know, saying that, well, the Portland rioters, all these, they're not mobs, they're mothers and veterans and mayors. Is he really that dumb and stupid? Because it appears that he's that dumb and that stupid. All they want to do is lecture the attorney general. You know, Barr at one point, which I thought was fascinating and just amazing and really just nailed them. Can't you just say that violence against federal courts has to stop? Can you say that? He says, you know, since when is it okay to try and burn down a courthouse? You know, all these dumb mayors, Wheeler and Durkheim and de Blasio and, you know, Lightweight in Chicago. I mean, they just take more glory in battling and sending out nasty messages to Trump and talking about summer of love zones where people are shot, killed, and dead. The mayor of Seattle, wasn't the first person to call Horace Lorenzo Anderson Sr. when his 19-year-old son was murdered in the Chaz Chop Autonomous Summer of Love Zone. We were the first to call him. I asked him, well, did anyone ever get in contact? Nobody called him. The mayor that was saying a love zone where his son was murdered, and he wasn't the only one murdered there. 59 cops injured this weekend alone. I mean, to the point where, you know, Barr says, hey, can I take a 5 minute break? I haven't had any lunch. No. What? It's just common courtesy. It's almost like standard. No problem. take a bathroom break. If you want to get a quick bite to eat, you need 10 minutes, done. No problem. No. You're a class act. What a great line that was. Even the Democrats' impeachment lawyer is out there dinging Nadler as ineffective questioning of Barr because it was ineffective. And everybody just saw how vicious, nasty they've become. You know, at one point, I'm going to answer the damn question. Give me a chance to answer the question. And Barr slamming the Democrats, downplaying rioters, you know, they actually are using projectiles that have penetrated marshals to the bone. We now have marshals that are blind, three of them. Others had other eye damage because of these lasers that they're now using against federal agents. The other myth is that somehow Donald Trump had federal troops in all of these cities. And, you know, forget the 63 days that this has been going on in Portland or the Schiff show, Adam Schiff, named after him, in Seattle and L.A. and Chicago and New York City. New York, wow. Wait till you see what we got planned for TV tonight. It is unbelievable. And they don't care. They just don't. And this is what is, you know, on the line in 97 days. Law and order, safety, security. How do you pursue happiness if you believe natural rights come from God? And they do. Endowed by our creator, not government. With certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator. Endowed by the thing, you know, what is it again?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by, you know the thing.
You know the thing, God, the creator of everything, that guy. You know, I love Barr. He goes, I thought this was where I was a hearing where I was the one to be heard. As they don't want to talk about any of this, they just wanted to get out the same exact talking points. You are trying to use this for photo op. No, they're trying to prevent federal property from being destroyed because the one thing all these cities with all of this violence that also have the worst educational records, they run by liberal Democrats for decades, have in common is that Democrats have run these cities into the ground. I mean, I don't think New York's ever going to recover at this point. They refuse to let Barr answer, interrupt him again and again. And, you know, he sat there with the patience of Job, frankly. I mean, who wants to put up with that crap? You know, it's going to what good person is ever going to want to serve their country after what they did to President Trump now since the day he came down the escalator and from there on forward? You know, that they're actually saying Trump and the attorney, they're to blame for the killing of Americans. That's how sick it got yesterday. This is who they are. This is now the most extreme radical democratic socialist group we've ever seen. It's not a small deal that their presidential candidate says police have become the enemy. What? When they're supposed to protect people. And then, yeah, of course, I'm for, you know, reallocating funds or whatever the term was that he used. Okay, what are you going to put in its place? And now he's been having to recover. But, of course, the mob and the media protect him, defending the presence in Portland as upholding the law. The people that are not upholding the law. You know, how do you pursue happiness if you don't have law and order? And then simultaneously, the same cities have usually the worst educational track records, no matter how much money you're spending on students, because they have an unholy alliance, political alliance with teachers' unions, so they stay in power. You know, the attorney general literally challenging Democrats. Will you condemn the mob violence? 59 cops, what was it, Seattle this weekend? Injured. What about, you know, Donald Trump is not sending in thousands of troops to restore order. He's begging them to let him do that, but they've got to sign on to that. They're refusing to fulfill their fundamental role, which is safety and security of their citizens. They'd rather take shots at Donald Trump than keep their city safe and secure. That's upholding the rule of law. Democrats interrupting the attorney general 29 times with the reclaiming my time. I mean, interrupting the attorney general, but being about as rude as you can. Barr, I'm going to answer the damn question. Snapped at a Democrat from Colorado. Ask a Trump official a question on the penalty of perjury. You know, he insists on answering a question during the exchange, and, you know, they don't want an answer. You know, it's sick. It's ugly. It's twisted. You have one congressman from, I guess, Louisiana, maybe, you know, telling Barr to keep John Lewis's name out of the Justice Department's mouth during the hearing. I'm like, really? Okay. John Lewis, this is a civil rights icon. This man risked his life. I've disagreed with him politically, but you can't diminish the courage that this man has shown in his life. Remember the Civil Rights Act 64, Voting Rights Act, it was 80% Republicans, House and Senate that made it possible because Joe Biden's mentor, the former Klansman, was filibustering that. And now he's actually talking about honoring John Lewis by extending the Civil Rights Act that his mentor was filibustering. A little ironic today. But that's where we are with this radical new extreme Democratic Socialist Party. Bolshevik Bernie, the economic czar, AOC, the new Green Deal czar, now Biden pledging trillions of dollars, not billion, trillions. You got Bozo Beto, gun czar, gun confiscation, really? How do you feel about that, people in Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Arizona? How do you feel about Beto, Bozo? How do you feel about AOC, Bolshevik Bernie? Thought he beat Bolshevik Bernie. To me, it's a sign of weakness. Attorney General says without federal troops, there's no doubt Antifa violence would metastasize to other communities outside of Portland. He's right. Attorney General, by the way, Bill Barr, and getting involved in the Stone case, I was actually, you know, he was pretty adamant that he thought Roger Stone should go to jail. I guess that means he disagreed with the president. And he's being independent, as he said the president said that he wanted him to be and doing his job. He said Antifa violence would spread without federal response. He's right. What do we say? At what point do these politicians, at what point do they become culpable? In other words, with time, when they won't solve the problem and they allow the anarchists to rule and people die and people are blinded and people are severely injured, at what point, by not fulfilling their most basic duty, do they aid and abet all of this? Because at some point, and I think the point is long past, they're responsible. They're allowing it. There are even some of them marching with it. I don't trust anything Democrats do, and count me as a skeptic. Now, look, I did think, and I still think, and I still believe that, in fact, Kamala Harris is probably the leading choice at this moment for Biden. And anyway, so you have this moment yesterday. Actually took questions from reporters, but of course he had all their names. I'll get to that in a second. We got a lot of 2020 updates to give you. And then Biden says he's going to choose his running mate next week. And then Politico deleted a report saying that he picked Kamala Harris. Whoopsie daisy. Is it a head fake? You got to always think that way. I've seen too much over the years. I would say she's probably the leading candidate. He had these notes about Kamala Harris representing, don't hold grudges, campaign with me, and talented. Great help to campaign, great respect for her. Anyway, Harris was on MSDNC. They never even asked about that. And then he unveiled his plan aiming to tackle racial economic inequality. Well, I think Donald Trump did that because Biden Obama left us 13 million more Americans on food stamps and 8 million more in poverty and the lowest labor participation rate since the 70s. Maybe nobody's told Barack and Joe that it was Donald Trump that set record after record after record low unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women in the workplace, youth unemployment, African American youth unemployment. So, you know, and let's not forget that the Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act of 64 and 5, yeah, they were filibustered by Biden's mentor. Whoopsie daisy. Facts are a terrible thing. We do have two polls out today. I'll get to this when we get back, showing that the gap is closed. Interesting Zogby analytics that Trump leads Biden by 3-1 among voters that voted for Biden for and former President Obama. That's now. That's a significant part of it. I'll explain in detail. We'll give you the rest of what is the 2020 radical extreme socialist Democrats, AOC, Bolshevik Bernie, Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and Bozo straight ahead. Joe with us, Hannity.com, Amazon.com. We have, we'll make announcements tomorrow. We got a lot of fun stuff that I hope many of you can participate in. And we're excited about, you know, working. I just look at this as a moment where I want to connect with as many people as I can. And as many of you as I can, because you make this show possible. You make Hannity on TV possible. And we got 97 days, and this is a transformational time. Look, we're at a point, anyone that tells you what's going to happen in 97 days does not know what they're talking about. Can Donald Trump win? Absolutely. Is it always hard for a Republican? Yep. It's going to take it. It's an all hands on deck moment. I mean, you're running against the most radical, extreme Democratic Socialist Party ever, as evidenced by look at their position on law and order and safety and security. You know, look at Biden plagiarizing even Bolshevik Bernie's economic plan, pledging trillions to AOC's insane new Green Deal plan, Bozo gun confiscation plan, Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, 125 years of failure. I'm going to remind you every day. Get this. So after months of watching Democrats encourage and do nothing to stop the anarchy around the country, more than 100 different police agencies, they've now canceled their contract to guard the Democratic National Convention. Wow. Look at this. The Epoch Times reporting, and I'll read it. At least 100 police agencies are pulling out of agreements to send personnel to next month's Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee, partly over concerns that officers will be unable to use tear gas to control crowds under a recent directive. That was the same concern. Remember, we had the Seattle police chief. I mean, the most heartbreaking comment I've ever heard from a police chief in my life, telling residents and businesses if there's more riots based on the city council banning my officers from doing what they were trained to do using non-lethal methods to disperse crowds, I cannot in good conscience allow them to put themselves in harm's way, and you're on your own. That's the message. Well, how do you think that's going to end? We already see how it's ending. Anyway, the law enforcement agencies in Wisconsin and across the country, they're set to withdraw from these security agreements that said that they would send officers to bolster security at the DNC. That's August 17th through 20th at the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee. That move follows an order from the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission last week, which directed Chief Alfonso Morales to revise the police department procedures, including prohibiting the use of tear gas and pepper spray. The order threatens Morales' termination if he fails to comply fully and promptly. Now, he announced the news of the agency's withdrawals in an interview with WTMJ-TV, citing concerns over the order prohibiting the police use of pepper spray and tear gas at demonstrations. He didn't elaborate on which law enforcement agencies plan to pull out. Anyway, the person that chairs the Wisconsin Police Executive Group told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he expects other Wisconsin police agencies to withdraw from security agreements also. We respect the Fire Police Commission's decisions, but in this particular case, we strongly disagree with the actions they have taken. He said he was concerned about the safety of the public and the police, and police officers would be compromised. We believe in removing those tools, the use of chemical irritants or pepper spray, from available resources that the law enforcement officers would have at their disposal if protests become non-peaceful. It would severely compromise the safety of the public and also the safety of law enforcement officers who would be assigned to protect the DNC. Wow. You got two polls out today, and I'm not the big poll person. I don't think anybody can poll Donald Trump. Certain politicians you can never poll. Prime Minister Netanyahu was another one. Anyway, in the swing states, We have battleground, six states. Poll released. Let's see. Biden held, this is in the Washington Times, an average of 3-point lead, 48-45 over Trump. Among likely voters, Arizona, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. That's Change Research, CNBC. 2 weeks ago, it was twice the lead Biden had. Zogby Analytics, they showed today that Trump continued to close the gap nationally. 44-40 in a survey, 9% undecided. That was down from a 13-point edge. According to the latest Zogby survey, Biden is having trouble winning back voters who cast their ballots for him and Obama in 2012 and switched to Trump 4 years later. Trump now leads Biden by a little more than 3-1 among voters who previously voted for Biden and former President Barack Obama, according to Zogby. The polling outfit said that Trump leads Biden by 65% to 21% among the group of roughly 6 million, quote, swing voters, which Zogby defines as those who voted for Obama in 2012, switched to Trump in 2016. And he noted nearly all of these voters hail from the Rust Belt, Midwestern states that handed Trump the 2016 election, including Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. By the way, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Do you really want Joe's anti-fracking policies? Do you really want Bolshevik Bernie's socialism? AOC's, the trillions that Biden committed to AOC's Green New Deal? Do you really believe in Bozo as gun czar's gun confiscation? Because that's what you get. Anyway, same with Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Ohio. How do you feel about all that? Arizona, how do you feel? Iowa, how do you feel? All these states matter. Nevada, how do you feel? New Mexico, how do you feel? New Hampshire, how do you feel? Maine, second congressional district, how do you feel? Anyway, so that's the latest on that front. You know, Nancy Pelosi, William Barr is just a henchman for Trump. AOC, we cannot go on thinking illegal immigration is wrong. This is now the kitchen cabinet of Biden. Who are the main people on Biden's team? AOC, Pelosi, Schumer, Bolshevik Bernie, and Bozo. Border agents arrested 19 in Southern California. Trump is off to Texas today. Yeah, the state is turning blue. Not sure I believe that, but you know what? They've been through a little bit of their corona spike. We'll get to that in a minute. Seems like that leveling of the flattening of the curve is now we're in the middle of that. Seems like the same pattern is going to emerge as it did in New York and other places. We're watching it very, very closely. It comes down to higher taxes, lower taxes, amnesty, border security, originalists or judicial activists. Then, of course, getting rid of the Electoral College and stacking the court. It comes down to energy independence or dependence. It comes down to confiscation of wealth, promising things that they'll never fulfill, the new Green Deal. It comes to free and fair trade versus, you know, America giving the worst deals. It comes to a foreign policy of appeasement, you know, $150 billion cash and other currency on the tarmac of mullahs in Iran that chant death to America. Biden urging Republicans to extend Voting Rights Act in honor of John Lewis. Amazing, because let's see, the filibuster, the Civil Rights Act in 64 and 5 was his mentor, the former Klansman. Imagine if it was Donald Trump's mentor, the former Klansman, Robert KKK Byrd. Imagine what the coverage and the mob and the media would be. Now, in spite of him actually plagiarizing Sanders' economic plan of socialism, former Sanders campaign chair Nina Turner is offering a not-so-appetizing analogy when asked about voting for Biden. She said it's like saying to somebody, you have a bowl of bleep in front of you, and you've got to eat half of it instead of the whole thing. It's still bleep. Harvard professor Cornel West, also supporting Sanders during the primary, he said, we have to be true to ourselves and acknowledge Biden is a mediocre, milquetoast, neoliberal centrist that we've been fighting against in the Democratic establishment. By the way, Biden confirms he can't handle being interviewed by Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. And I mean, it's pretty amazing. You know, he won't even sit down with anybody. It's amazing watching these phony press conferences, too. Let's see. We have the, you know, Bernie. What do they call them? The Bernie Bros? Is that what they call this group?
That's it.
A rebellion at the Democratic Convention. More than 360 delegates who back Sanders have signed on to a pledge to vote against the Democratic Party platform if it does not include Medicare for All. Well, that'll set up a clash between Sanders and his dedicated supporters and Joe Biden. Pose, you know, he's going to take on a version of it because he'll have to. Congresswoman Tlaib refuses to endorse Biden. It's one of the squad members. She's not going to endorse Biden hours after, you know, this comment was made by Bernie Sanders, you know, co-chair, you know, eating a bowl of bleep. Tlaib said she's focused on delivering the battleground state for Biden, but will not endorse him because it supposedly would cause arguments with constituents in her district where she is facing a tough primary challenge. It's all about my power. There's an interesting piece on FoxNews.com how Bloomberg is not actually keeping his promise to bankroll Democrats' campaign to oust Trump. I'll tell you why Bloomberg's not doing it. Bloomberg's not stupid. A lot of things about Bloomberg I didn't like. Bloomberg did keep Rudy's policies in place. He did. He said a lot of dumb things, too, which I think hurt him. I don't think he was cut out to be on the national stage. He just was, like, too impatient. And he'd been a businessman his whole life. I can understand that, all of that. But I think Bloomberg's probably concluded this guy's a loser. That's my take. I don't know for sure. He's not going to say it publicly. Biden advised in May to get tested for coronavirus, admitted yesterday he still has not done so. Well, everyone around Biden and Trump are tested. For example, Louis Gohmert was going to get on Air Force One today, tested positive. He didn't get on Air Force One. And everyone around Biden, same thing, which, by the way, I think is the right thing to do. You say, well, why can't we all have an Abbott test? Because they're expensive as hell. Here's the answer. And although they've made so much progress, what are we up to, 55 million Americans tested now? I mean, crazy numbers. Nobody goes near this amount of testing, and you get more positives when you do it. But, you know, the one thing, if assuming the same pattern holds Florida, the Sun Belt, Texas, and Arizona, it appears it is, I'd say by the end of August, early September, you know, what we see, what we've witnessed unfold is the increase of people with antibodies is going to, you know, it's going to still the waters in Florida, but they still protected the elderly there. The opposite of what New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan did. You know, I love watching Cuomo lecture everybody on Corona. Dumbest decisions ever made by the governors of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan. The dumbest of the dumb. Anyway, let's see. Democratic National Convention limited to 2 primetime hours per night. That's pretty interesting. President Trump will attend the RNC in North Carolina to accept the nomination. President says he will attend the RNC in Charlotte. And they're going to North Carolina, so that's Monday. I'll be Monday, and they're going to be there, and the rest of we'll do in a different form. And we could have done it many different ways, but I think we did the right thing. Notre Dame is not going to host the first Trump-Biden debate. Earlier, Michigan, they pulled out of a debate watching this. So, you know, a lot of stuff happening. A lot of stuff. On the coronavirus front, I mean, it's unbelievable to listen to Andrew Cuomo. I mean, it makes me laugh. It's sad. It's actually pathetic. But the dramatic shift, Kodak stock tripled as the company shifted to drug production after landing a $765 million loan under the Defense Production Act. That's awesome. I love that news because that means China's not going to make it. In other words, all the necessary ingredients, et cetera, we're not going to allow China to make such important things for the future. Anyway, the president, you know, talked about that yesterday. That was genius. Trump says 50% of generic drugs made outside the U.S., and we got to fix that. And he's right to do that. U.S. Corona, Wall Street Journal, virus infections below 60,000 second straight day. And that would be an indication that the hot spots are now seeing the flattening, then the flattening, and then you hope for the dramatic drop-off, which happened in New York and elsewhere. I think it'll happen there, too, my belief. I don't know for sure. I still urge you to wear a mask so you don't infect grandma, grandpa, mom, and dad, right? And we want to go to ball games. We want to see football this coming season. That'd be nice. Life back to normal. But the vaccine is coming, and therapeutics are dramatically different. Though the mob won't tell you. All right, Hannity.com, Amazon.com. Glad you're with us. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. And we all watched yesterday. How embarrassing. What a bunch of jackasses. The Democrats on this Nadler committee. I love the Pollock tweet, which is Hurricane Barr has hit the Democrats. The great one, Levin. I've never seen a bigger bunch of A beep in my life. There's no other way to put it accurately. I mean, it was just an amazing thing to watch. The attorney general, you know, like, for example, in New York, the violence is impacting every week. Some weeks it's 100% minority shooting victims. Some weeks it's 99 or 98, but it's always between 98 and 100. He goes, yeah, that's a massive threat. And, you know, Nadler, the one that said, oh, Portland rioters aren't mobs. They're mothers and veterans and mayors. I mean, okay, he's just a liar. Like the congenital, compromised, corrupt Adam Schiff. You know, it's just to watch this campaign commercial go on and on. It was an all-day campaign commercial. And, you know, why can't you just say violence against federal courts has to stop? Why can't these mayors restore order? That's another question. Barr dinging Nadler. You know, you're a real class act when he said you can't take a break. What do we mean you can't take a break? Barr also said, since when is it okay to burn down a courthouse? Anyway, Jim Jordan just laid it out better than I ever could. And he's going to join us on the other side of this, what this really was all about.
Spying. That one word. That's why they're after you, Mr. Attorney General. 15 months ago, April 10th, 2019, in a Senate hearing, you said this sentence, quote, I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. Spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It sure is. And since that day, when you had the courage to state the truth, they attack you. They've been attacking you ever since, every day, every week, for simply stating the truth that the Obama-Biden administration spied on the Trump campaign. 1 year ago, New York Times headline said this, 1 year ago, quote, FBI sent investigator posing as assistant to meet with Trump aide in 2016. The FBI sent a young lady who used the name Azra Turk to meet Papadopoulos in September of 2016. They sent someone pretending to be someone else to meet a person associated with the Trump campaign. You know what they call that? You know what they call that? Spying. 1 month later, October 2016, they used the dossier to spy on Carter Page. The salacious, unverified dossier, Jim Comey's words, not mine. They took it to the FISA court, didn't tell the courts that the Clintons paid for it, didn't tell the court that the guy who wrote the document, Christopher Steele, had already communicated to the Justice Department that he was, quote, desperate to stop Trump from getting elected. And guess what? There were 15 more lies that they told the court. 17 in total. They're outlined by the Inspector General, each and every one of them in his 400-page report. But guess what? Chairman Nadler refuses to allow Mr. Horowitz to come here and testify and answer our questions about the 17 lies the Obama-Biden administration told to the secret court.
And 56 subset of those lies. Congressman Jim Jordan, the Buckeye State, no Republican has ever won the presidency without Ohio. Sir, right. Welcome back to the program. You were a rock star yesterday. That was you on your A-game, and I love the montage that the media is freaking out about. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Sean? They didn't even play it all. The Democrats wouldn't play all the video. They, as you pointed out, they wouldn't let the attorney general answer all the questions, and they didn't even want to let him go to the restroom. But in spite of all that, he still kicked their tail because we got the truth and the facts on our side. And you're so right. What the way they treated the attorney general of the United States of America in a hearing where they've been trying to get him there, he came, and then they won't even let him respond. And yet, in spite of them doing what they did, he won the day. He won it in a big way, and it was just a good thing to see.
You know, I watch this, and I watch Barr. I mean, I like Pollack's tweet, Hurricane Barr, because when he did speak, I mean, since when is burning down a federal courthouse? Okay, what I don't understand is that you have all of this violence. You have, well, we're getting close to 2,000 cops now hurt. Bottles, bricks, Molotov cocktails, you know, bats and hockey sticks, and now, you know, devices, you know, now they have these devices with BBs in them, apparently, I read. And, you know, we see the violence with our own eyes. They deny. Nadler says it's a myth. What do you mean it's a myth? Yeah. It's not a myth. So Trump is, we're talking about sending 100 or so federal agents to protect federal property, which is not only their the law, but their duty. They're not sent, the president's begging to restore law and order for them because they obviously can't do it to save lives. But they're more concerned about taking a cheap shot at the president than they are about the safety and security of people in their cities. Jim Jordan, I don't understand that. Please explain it to me.
Right. No, I don't get it either. The attorney general said, why won't the Democrats denounce the mob? Why won't the Democrats speak out against this crazy policy that they have, which is defunding the police? And he pointed out just the obvious, as you said, Sean. You know what federal law enforcement do, Sean? They enforce federal law, and they defend and protect federal property. Imagine that. And that's what they're doing, and yet the Democrats say, oh, you're the problem of 9 weeks, 62 days, 9 weeks almost, in Portland, Oregon. They are trying to burn down the city. They are laying siege to the federal building. The federal officers there defend it and protect that federal property, and somehow all the violence is their fault? Somehow it's all Donald Trump and Bill Barr's fault? This makes no sense. The left has gone completely crazy. And Bill Barr highlighted that yesterday with his testimony when he called him out. Why wouldn't he? But the simple question is, why don't you guys denounce the violence? Why don't you denounce the mob, denounce the rioters? They won't because they're too busy calling them peaceful protesters. That's the scary thing. So,
no, but the violence that our eyes are showing us are a myth. The number of people.
Yeah.
I mean, the mayor of Seattle, I mean, you see what's happening. By the way, all these police forces are pulling out of protecting the DNC in Milwaukee because they're not going to be allowed to use you know, what they're trained to use to disperse crowds, and that's tear gas and pepper spray, non-lethal methods, known methods, the only way you really can do it. Same thing, you heard the Seattle police chief. I felt so sorry. I mean, she was amazing. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not. You're on your own. Businesses, residents, I can't send my cops there in good conscience because they have no ability to defend you or the city. I mean,
think
this is like.
Yeah, no, Sean, that is so good. I mean, it's scary. The letter she sent out where she used the term adjusted deployment because of this crazy ordinance, the city council, 8 Democrats and 1 socialist on the city council passed because of this crazy ordinance, because of this defund the police mentality. The police chief had the leadership and the willingness to tell the residents and business owners, look, we're going to have to do an adjusted deployment, which means in simple terms, you're on your, as you said, you're on your own. We can't help there because if we put our officers out there, they're in trouble, too. Now, that is scary. So this is literally what's at stake in this election is about the safety of our neighborhoods, the safety of our schools, the safety of our streets. That's what's at stake in this election. You got one candidate, Donald Trump, who understands what's at stake and is willing to do what it takes to enforce the law, consistent with the Constitution, but enforce the law. And then you got the crazy left in Joe Biden and how they're going to that is what this election is about now.
How do you judge what's happening with Biden? I've never seen this before. He, you know, his economic czar is Bolshevik Bernie, plagiarizing actually his own words and socialism. AOC, the new Green Deal czar, Biden's pledging trillions to that madness. The gun czar is on. I'm not sure this will go over well in the great state of Ohio, the great Americans that live there to confiscate guns. And then you got Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, 125 years of failure. I've never seen a candidate go so hardcore radical left, and he has yet to say a word of support for police officers except to say they're the enemy and they're attacking innocent, peaceful protesters.
No, it's scary. I think the American people see it. You've described it so accurately. That's what at stake. And I think when you boil it all down, is it really who can keep America, America? Who can save America? Who can protect the values that made us the greatest nation ever? Joe Biden and all the radical things you just described, or President Trump, who truly had America great again prior to this virus. We've got the comeback started, the great American comeback. We need to get safety in our streets, safety in our community, safety in our neighborhoods again, safety in our schools. That's what this is about. And I think Americans see it. I really do. I think in Ohio, they certainly see it. And they're going to vote for President Trump in 97 days.
You know, it was interesting. I don't know if you know Steve Krakauer. I just saw this today. He calls it coronavirus perspective. The most deadly week, 7 days for New York, amounted to 6,683 COVID-19 deaths, CDC data. That's more deaths than the total during the entire pandemic in states like Florida and Texas. And Florida and Texas have more residents than New York. And I'd argue there's no, I don't know for sure, but my assumption is there's no state that has a higher population of older people. And I know the media down there has been trying to scare people, but the one thing that Ron DeSantis nailed that everybody else got wrong is protecting the elderly population, nursing home population, the villages down there. And unlike Cuomo and let's see, Wolf and Murphy and Whitmer, you know, these executive orders in these states allowing COVID patients in nursing homes, long-term care facilities, killing, you know, thousands and thousands of innocent old people. I mean, the dumbest decision ever.
46 days. 46 straight days, Governor Cuomo sent COVID-positive patients back into nursing homes. Unbelievable. That is unbelievable. And other Democrat governors did the same thing. And yet the press doesn't want to talk about it. They're too busy talking about peaceful protests that we know are anything but peaceful. That is unbelievable. And, of course, they attack Governor DeSantis in Florida every day instead of pointing out the facts and the truth.
Well, how do you assess this election? We're 97 days away. No Republican. For Donald Trump to win re-election, you got to run the table. We always have to run the table. He doesn't start out without 55 electoral votes in California and then Washington State and Oregon and Illinois and New York and New Jersey. That's a lot of electoral vote advantage for any Democrat if you just show up. And Biden already is a ghost, but it's Biden, Bolshevik, Bernie, AOC, Bozo, and Pelosi and Schumer. That's the team. So my question is, how do you view Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, your great state of Ohio, Iowa?
Yeah.
How do you view Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, and New Hampshire in the 2nd Congressional District of Maine? Those are all pivotal.
Yep. No, you've again described it exactly right. Look, I feel good. I'm like you, Sean. I'm an optimist because it's America. I think the American people get it right. The American people understand what's happening. He's going to win. President's going to win re-election in Ohio. We know he's going to carry our state. And then across the upper Midwest, I just see it. So many union workers, so many hardworking families, they like the president.
I want to ask you about Western Ohio. You see
the American flag and you see the Trump flags everywhere. So I feel good about it.
That's Hamilton County. That's Sean Hannity. It's Bill Cunningham. You're a great American. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. That's pretty good, right?
You know, Billy is a funny guy, isn't he? He's a great guy.
Oh, my gosh, he cracks me up. All right, stay there. Jim Jordan, rock star yesterday. We'll ask him about the Midwest and those votes when we come back. All right, Jim Jordan, a great Buckeye State, Ohio. Okay, so you give me your take on the great state of Ohio. We need Ohio. No Republicans won the presidency without it. But we need Pennsylvania. We need Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I'd like to win Michigan again. I'd like to even see Minnesota in play. And it might be. Who knows?
Yeah.
These are states you also know well. What do you think?
No, I feel good. I mean, look, when this election, it's going to turn into a choice pretty soon because people, Biden, he can't stay hidden away forever. He's going to come out. There's going to be debates, and people are going to look and say the Donald Trump vision of dealing with China, for example, versus the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden vision of dealing with China. The Donald Trump vision for how you grow an economy, letting families keep more of their money, reducing regulation, or the Joe Biden vision, which is raise your taxes, take your money, and increase regulation on job creators and entrepreneurs. And down the list, Joe Biden wants to take away your health care. Joe Biden wants to take away your firearms. Joe Biden and his party tried to take away your president with their impeachment. So do you want someone who's going to take
what about fracking? What about oil? What about coal? What about amnesty?
Exactly. All that. And when it's a choice, when two people are standing, because remember, elections are a choice. Who two names on the ballot? Who you voting for? When people see like that's where Joe Biden wants to take America, I ain't signing up for that. I'll stick with Donald Trump, who made America great again.
As you look at this, I've never seen a time when the mob and the Democratic Party there's nothing. Donald Trump cured cancer. They'd hate him.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. And now Bill Barr, as you saw yesterday, got the same treatment. They filed all articles of impeachment against him like they did against the president a year ago. So, this is just how determined they are to go after this president because this president is taking on the swamp. And when you take on the swamp fights back. It is you've been saying that. You've been a leader on that. It is that basic. And again, I think the American people see it. They appreciate it. They may be a little afraid to say it now because the cancel culture mob is so destructive and so hateful and so mean. So they may be a little afraid to say it. But when they walk into that voting booth or when they fill out that ballot and mail it in, when they do that, that's when it's just them and God doing that. And they walk in that voting booth, they can do the right thing, and they know what that is. So, again, I feel good about it.
Jim Jordan, I think you're the only one that rivals Hannity List and maybe does them better than I do. I think you have a talk show in you when you're done with this Congress thing. Thank you, my friend.
No one does it better than you. Thanks, Sean.
All right, 800-941-SEAN. Our friend Congressman Louie Gohmert, he actually contracted COVID. He'll join us. We'll talk to him about that. He was in the hearings yesterday. Also, Andy Biggs and all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly coming up. Hannity at 9. Please set your DVR. Hannity.com. Live free or die. 6 days. We're excited. Big announcements tomorrow. Straight ahead.
First, I'd like to respond to what you...
Would you please answer my question? My time is limited.
I did not ask you a question yet, sir.
I ask you
to please refrain from interrupting me.
Shame on you, Mr. Barr.
Can I just say, Mr.
Shame on you.
Can I just
my
say...
My time is expired. This is my time.
I'm answering, and...
I have short time. Well, can you just tell me why you have not done a pattern...
We were not taking down public health orders. We were making narrow...
Gentlemen's time is expired.
We were calling attention to the fact...
Will you restore my time because this witness is speaking over my time?
Then let me continue. Mr. Attorney General, I want to respect you, but I have a short time.
When people resist law enforcement, they're not peaceful.
Reclaiming my time. I'm surprised at your lack of respect.
Mr. Barr, if I
may. Yeah, but this is a hearing. I thought I was the one that was supposed to be heard.
More moments. Unbelievable. The mistreatment. Look, this was nothing but an all-day press event for Joe Biden on behalf of the lunatics led by Jerry Nadler and company yesterday. We just had Jim Jordan, who had a phenomenal day, as did Louie Gohmert and Congressman Andy Biggs, both with us now. I will say that apparently Louie Gohmert earlier today tested positive for COVID-19. Yeah. I guess you were scheduled to get on a plane and fly Air Force One with the president. Little scary.
Yep.
I'm sorry to hear it. Always scary for anybody. Yeah. I don't know if you have any underlying health conditions. I hope you not. I've known you for many years. You're very healthy and seem to be in good shape. How do you feel? How are you feeling about it?
Well, very totally asymptomatic right now, and hopefully that will continue. It may sound like the optimist that fell out a window and at every floor said, I'm doing all right so far. So, but right now I'm doing okay. I don't have any symptoms. And that's why when the first short test, it's real quick, said positive, they said, we've had some false positives, let us check. And they did. And the second was positive. So anyway, I was surprised. I thought that you quarantined for 14 days, but they said the doctors at the White House, attending physicians, said, well, it's 10 days if you're diagnosed with it, 14 if you've been exposed to somebody. So anyway.
Now, you were in the hearing yesterday with the attorney general. I think you talked to him, so I guess he might have to self-quarantine for 14 days? Or?
Well, no, I don't think so. He was wearing a mask when he wasn't talking, and
right.
Actually, this stuff floating around, you know, Nadler chastised Gohmert for not wearing a mask. I've worn my mask more, and especially when I'd be around people, but one of my nostrils doesn't work well since I broke my nose playing football in high school, and so anyway, if I'm not around somebody, I'm not wearing a mask. But there's just so much garbage out there. I'm told it's all over that I went to the house gym. Well, our field house in high school was nicer than the gym, but it's been locked for months. I hadn't been in that gym for months. It'd be nice to go work out every now and then, but that's not the case.
So where are you going to, obviously you're going to isolate yourself. Where are you going to lock down? In your office by yourself?
No. I'll do that back in Texas, but I won't fly. No. I won't take a train, and I won't expose anybody. So I'll just be very careful.
All right. So you're gonna have to drive to Texas. That's a long drive.
Yeah, actually, I enjoy it.
Listen, we just wish you the best. You've been a friend of ours in the program for a long time. And do you have, let me ask you this, because I've thought a lot about what I would do if I ever got it. I know many of my, I've known so many people that got it up here. And I know the course of action I would take based on consultation with my doctors, and anyone has to make their own decision in consultation with their doctor. Do you have any thoughts on whether or not you will treat this? We had the Henry Ford study.
Yeah.
With hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and erythromycin?
Yeah. I think it's a fantastic idea, but it was met with some opposition here on the Hill, but I mean, their doctors, Sean, you've been talking about this forever. The president has. And I got doctors back home that have said this really has helped so many of my patients.
The Ford study said it. The study that Dr. Oz talks about said it. The one study the media cited ended up having to be retracted that said it was not safe. Daniel Wallace.
You pointed that out again yesterday.
Yeah, I did. Yep. So, so is your treatment going to be hydroxy and zinc and azithromycin? Have you decided? Are you looking at remdesivir?
I'm asymptomatic.
And you don't have to answer any of these questions. I just know what my answer would be.
Sean, you're my friend. I'll answer any question you ask. But no, I think that's what I would like to do. I think exactly what you've been talking about for months, that it really does seem to have made a difference. And the, like you said yesterday, and you said before, the only study that says otherwise had to be retracted. See,
it says you need it early. This is now early. So I assume, I'm not going to ask any more questions about it. By the way, Andy Biggs is also with us. He did not test positive that we know for COVID-19. And, you know, I don't want anybody to listen. I don't want to get a common cold. No. I don't wish anybody get any virus. I mean, I hope we get to the day we can conquer all viruses and all disease and heart disease and cancer. And unfortunately, this is the worst pandemic we've had since 1918. And, you know, I think we're seeing the similar pattern now play out in the Sun Belt. We'll see if I'm right. And that is the 6 to 8 week period like we saw in New York and some of these other places. And as long as you don't make the mistake of putting people with COVID into nursing homes and long term care facilities, you keep the death rate down dramatically because it's not killing at any level at all. Just a rare case here and there, young people. And anyway. Welcome both of you. We just had Jim Jordan on, and I ask you both, you guys were in this show yesterday. Andy, we'll start with you, and it was nothing but a nonstop campaign commercial for Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The first thing that happened is Jim Jordan did a great job blitzing him with that video. He told us he was going to do that. It was fantastic. And then the second thing they did is they were silenced when Mr. Barr said to them, is it okay to burn down federal courthouses now? From that point on, they didn't want to hear a single word from him, and they were outrageous, they were rude, and that's why you kept saying, Sean, in your montage there at the beginning, they kept saying, I'm going to reclaim my time. They didn't want him to talk, because when he talks, he basically emasculates their position, and they were really trying to turn it into a political circus, which I think they looked pretty stupid and pretty bad.
I think it backfired on them. And I watched Barr. He had the patience of Job dealing with these idiots. But you know what? They all, in my view, they embarrassed themselves with what they did and asking questions and then not letting him get a word out to answer. And, you know, him saying the threat to minorities posed by crime is so great in these cities. We need to protect our fellow citizens. He said Portland rioters, it's a myth. Nadler said that they're rioters. They're mothers and veterans and mayors. And that's just wrong. What he's saying, our eyes don't lie to us like they didn't lie in the George Floyd case. And, you know, as Barr said to the Democrat, why can't you just say violence against federal courthouses have to stop? Since when is it okay to burn down a courthouse, he said. Louie.
Yeah, he was terrific. He is exactly what we need for an attorney general. And, you know, for heaven's sake, when these people are saying, you know, oh, there was no rioting. These were peaceful. And you see the fires burning and all these things come flying at the police. And what are they talking about, peaceful? This is Marxist dream material, and they're playing it out like they did in 1917, like they did in China, Mao, and they're trying to play it out here. But Bill Barr is exactly what we need for an attorney general, just a lot of class.
Well, the reason is he getting close on a couple of things. Number one, we have a duty and responsibility to protect federal property. He's also, I mean, the president's begging these liberal mayors and governors to help their restore order. They don't want it, but he can protect federal property, and he's doing it, and they're doing it successfully. And that, and of course, you know, Andy, Bill Barr just said, I'm going to find the truth in terms of what happened, and was there this big abuse of power corruption scandal? We now know the answer is yes, because we already have the evidence.
Yeah, that's right. And they did not, by the way, they didn't want him talking about that at all yesterday. But that only came up when Republicans asked. But the reality is, we know there was abuse. We know that there was corruption. We know that it was done for political purposes. And Durham's on the case, and he's going to get it done. But he announced something yesterday that I thought was interesting, where he said that he's appointed another attorney to be investigating another very particularized piece of criminal conduct that we know was taking place in the previous administration as well. So there's a whole series of outrages committed under the Biden-Obama administration that they're going to get to the bottom pretty soon, and doggone it, they need to indict some folks. And I think when that happens, you know, the other shoe's going to drop on this corruption.
Well, I'm wondering, Louis, what's taking Barr so long? It's getting frustrating.
Well, exactly, and I've been concerned. I'd heard rumors that Durham did not want to affect the election, but Sean, every single day now he delays coming out with indictments is another day he is affecting the election by not bringing forth real justice, and people are really concerned about it. He would have less effect on the election if he would just come out now, been better months ago. But there are people that committed crimes that need to answer for him, and we're counting on him. And he's kind of been absent without leave here.
Well, all of which is true, and it's frustrating beyond words to me. And I just got to tell you, if we're going to have an election for 2020, don't we need to know what really happened in 2016? It's unbelievable because, you know, the process crime committers and on the president's side, well, they were all arrested, prosecuted, rushed to judgment. They had their men in tactical gear and CNN cameras and frogmen. For lying to Congress. We have referrals for Comey, McCabe, others lying to Congress, and yet nothing happens. It gets frustrating. You begin to question whether there's going to be equal justice and application of the laws. Andy Biggs.
Yeah, no, that's right, Sean. The number one question that I get is how come the disparate treatment, and when will we see indictments? And they bring up the same points you just brought up. You know, you had a referral on Comey. You had a referral on McCabe. And they denied prosecution. Initially, I thought, well, maybe they're trying to do it as a package, get everybody together. But we're not seeing it. Even the guy who the agent that submitted a doctored application for a FISA warrant. You know, where are the prosecutions of these people? And it begins to look like if you're Hillary Clinton and if you're the Democrats, you get off. If you're attacking Republicans or this administration, you don't get held accountable. That is really it's something that I think is driving everybody, at least certainly on the Republican side, on the conservative side, absolutely crazy, because we want to see even justice and we're not seeing it.
Louis Gohmert, Congressman Texas, Congressman Andy Biggs. All right, Louis, so I just want to go back to your personal. We've been friends for many, many years. We love you. We care about you. When do you think you're going to begin your long drive home?
Well, probably tonight. I enjoy driving at night, and I do well at night. I enjoy that. So, probably
how many hours is it to from D.C. to where you are?
20, 22, something like that.
And you're going to do it in how many days, two?
No, I'll probably do it in one. I mean, 20 hours, whatever.
You're going to drive for 20 straight hours?
Well, you know, I will pull through a drive-thru.
Maybe pull through, you know, You may want to bring some food with you, water with you. You may have to take a bathroom break occasionally.
You know, in the future, Sean, he can always listen to Live Free or Die, the audio version. You know, there's something to keep you up.
Hey, by the way, it took me 19 hours to record it.
That's almost all the way home, Louie. Look at that, 19 hours.
Can we FedEx him one? I'll get your
copy. It's an audio file. I don't need to FedEx it.
Oh, we're going to send you the audio file. How do you like that?
Really? I was going to go on Audible and get it.
No. The least we can do. All right, Andy, our advice to you is just stay away from Louie for 14 days. And I'm not trying to be mean, but you're in our prayers as everybody that has gotten this, as what is an invisible enemy. And we're getting past it. Therapeutic progress, vaccine progress. We're now seeing the Sun Belt beginning to flatten. And I think we're seeing, according to all the doctors I talked to, the emergence of the same pattern as these other states that got hit hard. Yet they're not killing all the old people because they're not dumb like these Democratic governors. But we wish you the best. Thank you both. 800-941-SEAN, our number. Your calls are next. I just love Scott Shannon. Glad you're with us. News Roundup, information overload. Hang on. Crank up Leonard Skinner, Simple Man. Hang on. Let's hear it. So imagine the stage show. It's the house lights go dark. Keep the music up. The music begins to thunder. A spotlight comes out, and in walks this 6'12" giant. Well, 6 foot six. I don't know what it is. And that means if it's Simple Man, it's all things Bill O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com, a force of nature. Now, Bill O'Reilly's been threatening me because my book is out, as Scott Shannon said, in 6 days, Hannity.com, Amazon.com, and I'm excited about it. And Bill O'Reilly said, now, just listen to me, Hannity. Just because you're nice to me on radio doesn't mean I'm going to give you a cupcake, his word, cupcake interview. So he's threatening to go hardcore on me, who's been nothing but nice to him. Anyway, Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly. What is a cupcake interview anyway? Is that like talking points talking to talking points?
No, it's like when you watch CNN interview a Democrat. That's a cupcake. You're never going to ask him anything tough. Hey, Harry, I got your book in my hand right now.
Yeah.
All right? And I'm going to read it over the weekend. And on the bottom of the cover, it says, Vivamos Libere Ne America Periat.
Correct.
Now, from my days taking Latin at Chaminade High School,
I took Latin at Pius. You know what that means, Bill O'Reilly.
That translates to, we live free or America vanishes. Is that correct?
We live free or America dies. But I had literally 15 experts in Latin. You know, there was actually a controversy over the exact wording. We had to get it right. But you're very, very, you're on target.
Vanishes, but dies is fine. But very impressive Latin on the cover of Hannity's book.
Yes, I
did. Very, very impressive.
Well, the working title was Live Free or America Dies. And as this is the first time I actually spent time on the cover of the book. I wanted to get it right. And I didn't want my picture on it because I hate my picture at all costs. Yeah, they made me do that. They made me do that part. All right. So I agreed to that. But the point is, I wanted to capture the moment. Now, look, you get to interview me next week. So we'll talk all about it then. And I don't know why you keep threatening me with this. It's not going to be a cupcake interview, Hannity. You better be on your game. I'm like, okay. I mean, what are we, back in high school? We're going to drop the gloves on the hockey rink and throw some.
It's just that I have questions that no one else will have.
Okay.
Because I've known you for 25 years. So I'm bringing in to the interview a much wider frame of reference than all the dopey other people that are interviewing you, and nobody will get anything.
I actually have had some wonderful interviews that I've been doing. You know, look, I love the fact that you're Bill O'Reilly. I wouldn't want you to be any other way. I'm an open book, Bill. You know where I stand. I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative. I've been a registered conservative most of my adult life here in New York. You can register as a conservative. I switched once to be a Republican to vote in a primary, but that was it. And I think that you know, 97 days, simple man Bill O'Reilly. I think this is a whole new race. Anybody that thinks that they can predict the outcome does not know what the hell they're talking about. And I think that the American people will weigh everything together. Joe Biden, Bolshevik Bernie, AOC, confiscate your guns, Bozo O'Rourke, and Pelosi and Schumer, law and order, safety, security, all on the ballot. And how do you think it plays out, sir?
I think you're right about anyone trying to predict it is foolish, because a lot of things are going to happen, new things.
Correct.
In the next 3 months. So when those things happen, then that will directly impact the vote. So we have the COVID shadow. This is my lead story tonight on BillO'Reilly.com. The COVID shadow. And that is taking away from all of the other issues in the country, because some people are so angry and so afraid of the virus that they are too emotional and they're not really thinking clearly. So I also said to my listeners on the radio and my viewers on television that for the first time, I have covered 11 presidential races. I interviewed Jimmy Carter way back in 1976.
Wow.
He defeated four. Yeah. I was only 12 years old at the time. But, you know.
Yeah, okay. By the way, I'd actually half believe it because,
yeah,
you know.
Well, I was a little precocious, but not that much.
I was worse than you, but go ahead.
Because I'm a full disclosure kind of guy.
Yeah.
But this is the first time that I cannot vote for a Democrat. The first time. And in all the other elections that I've covered, I kept an open mind. And there were candidates on the Democratic side that I could consider voting for. I can't do that now. And that it fits in with what you're writing in your book, so that the party has gone so extreme and they want to destroy traditional America absolutely on every front. There isn't one thing that the Democratic Party wants to keep intact. And I'm saying to myself, aren't we the most successful nation in the history of civilization? I believe we are. And you want to tear that all down on a theoretical basis and install socialism and trillions on climate change, and this is what you want to do? No. It's a real danger, particularly to the American worker, who, you know, 70% of Americans, Hannity, I don't know whether you know this stat or not, but I did this week as well. 70% of Americans earn $100,000 or less. And the myth that the wealthy are running wild, there aren't many millionaires and billionaires. Most of the folks are getting by all right. They have their nice luxury items, nice automobile, all of that. But if you allow the radical left to control the government, that vanishes. Everything is gone. And you're at their mercy. Do you really want to be at Nancy Pelosi's mercy? I mean, that's what it boils down to. Do you want them, Schumer, Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, do you want them running your life? Because that's what will happen. And so I can't, for the first time, keep an open mind about this election.
I mean, I think what you're saying, and I'm paying very, very close attention, I think this is really profound, what you're saying. Now, my observation, I say a little bit differently, but I think we're in the same place, is you always would watch, and I think Donald Trump was the exception. He said what he meant. He did what he said he would do. He didn't go right and then move to the center. He just stayed Donald Trump. That's a rare exception. That's why he's not a swamp creature, but It's historically, candidates appealed to their base in a primary, moved to the center for a general election. Biden went back and doubled down to get Bolshevik Bernie's economic plan and plagiarized it, and AOC's he's pledging trillions to this new Green Deal madness, and O'Rourke, the gun confiscation guy, is his gun czar, and then you got Pelosi and Schumer. We know enough about them. 125 years, the three of them combined, failure. And, Bill, if they do what they say they're going to do, those policies will destroy this country. That I can assure you. We have an obligation to protect the country.
You're already seeing it on a local level. So if you have eyes, you can see what's happening in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Minneapolis, Atlanta, New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco. You can see it. It's there for you. This isn't theoretical. I don't need Latin to tell you this, all right? You can see it. This is what happens in a one-party state, in a one-party system, that all of those places I just mentioned are absolutely falling apart. So the question then becomes to the American worker, do you want that on the national level? You don't have to see what's happening in San Francisco unless you live there, and very few regular folks live there. It's too expensive, all right? You don't have to see what's happening in Portland, Oregon, a city I lived in, all right? But this is coming to your neighborhood if the Democrats win the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Because Biden, as we all know, is not going to forge policy. He's not. So that we, individual Americans, lose our power. We have power now, all right? We can vote. But if there's only one person to vote for, one party to vote, let me give you one more, Hannity, and this is the most stunning. Joe Biden will grant amnesty to every single illegal alien here, even those with crime convictions on their sheet, and he'll fast-track them voting. That will put the Republicans pretty much out of business in a lot of states. So this isn't theoretical. That's what he will do. When he raised his hand on that debate stage and told the nation he would pay every health care cost for every illegal alien in this country, I said, are you kidding me? And that's exactly what he's going to do. And then if you oppose it, you're a racist. No. I don't want traditional America to vanish. I like traditional America. I'm not going to kneel. I want everybody to stand up for their country. Improve it, as you've said many times, certainly. But I don't want a one-party system, and that's where we're going to go if we have amnesty and fast-track voting for 15 to 20 illegal immigrants in this country.
I will tell you, that is probably the most fascinating Bill O'Reilly interview so far I've done. Because, you know what, and I just think you understand the moment perfectly. It's kind of scary. All right, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. He's pledging to beat me up and not give me a cupcake interview, whatever the hell that means, next week when we reverse roles and I let him... I'm foolish enough to go on his show, which, by the way, a lot of people are watching, and I'm looking forward to getting my non-cupcake interview. And as we continue, Simple Man Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. That was a powerful analysis of... Now, can I ask you, have you ever voted for a Democrat? You said this is the first time you can't even consider it. Did you ever vote for a Democrat for president?
For president? I did not vote for Dole.
You did not vote for Dole?
No. Hey, look, Clinton in his first term had control over the country and the economy is heading in the right direction. I thought Dole was past his prime and didn't really have any problem-solving abilities that I could see. And over the years, I kept an open mind, and you know this better than anyone, about Barack Obama. I had three... wide interviews with him.
No, you gave him cupcake interviews. Those were cupcake interviews.
Oh, baloney, Kennedy. You Google that. Those are the toughest interviews the guy's ever done.
I'm not disagreeing, but I had to take the shot. You gave me an opening. Go ahead.
Listen, Obama had black hair, and after the third interview, he had gray hair.
So you're responsible for gray hair that Barack Obama That's took right. on in office. Which, by the way, I have plenty of gray hair. If my hair turns white after next, when am I doing this interview with you? When are you coming to beat me up?
Your hair's already white, Hannity.
It's half white. It's salt and pepper.
You have the Brill Cream in there, but your hair's already white. You're old. And I'm going to come in there on Monday, and we're gonna kick it around.
We're going to kick it around. No cupcake interview. We're going to do role reversal. All right, Mr. O'Reilly. I am going to be up late at night worried about my non-cupcake interview. Simple man. Bill O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. Listen, Bill, you're a lot of things. Simple man. Yeah, I might dispute that with you on your cupcake interview, okay? Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SEAN. Your calls are next. Hannity tonight at 9. Big show. Please set your DVR. We'll continue.
Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court? If someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court here, that beautiful courthouse we have right at the bottom of the hill, and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in and start fires in the court, is that okay? Is that okay now? I don't think it was an assault. They were told by loudspeaker that the park police were preparing to clear H Street, and could they move up H Street?
Are you aware that the rector of the church, that the Episcopal Archbishop of Washington and the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church nationally, along with the Catholic bishop of the Archdiocese of Washington, all denounced this police assault on the civil rights and civil liberties of the people?
Did they do that before or after the fire was put out?
Ouch. When Barr did get to talk, it was just a verbal beatdown. I mean, it's so sad. I mean, you watch everything that this was like a culmination of everything I've been telling you about the radical extreme Democratic Socialist Party of today. I mean, they can't even admit the truth that there's, you know, no law and order. All these cops are getting hurt. 59 in one city this weekend. What, Seattle this weekend? 59. Nobody seems to care about them. And then all it is answer this question. Shut up. I'm reclaiming my time. Answer this question. Can't even let the guy get a word out. You know, I've never seen a bigger bunch of jackasses in my life. But that's who they are. This defines them. This is who they are. Do they want truth? No. They wanted a campaign speech for Biden. It's a disgrace. You know, and I listen and I watch and being lectured by the liar that Jerry Nadler is. It is unbelievable. You know, there are people being killed in these big cities in massive numbers. What do you consider massive? Well, if it's 71 weekend shot and then it's 64 shot the next weekend and, you know, 12 dead, 10 dead, 14 dead. Well, how many did we have in New York last night? 17? It's unbelievable. Nadler, these aren't mobs at all. They're mothers and veterans. No, that's not who this is. They wanted to be heard. They wanted to lecture the attorney general. And they hate him because he's exposing some of the very same people, including the liar Nadler, on what they did to this country for 3 years with his conspiracy theories and outright lies. Why can't Democrats just say violence against federal courts has to stop? You know, since when is it okay to burn down a courthouse? You know, Barr dinging Nadler one after another after another. And Nadler, you know, he asked for a 5-minute break after he waited 45 minutes. Can I have 5 minutes for lunch? No.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, could we take a 5-minute break?
Dean is recognized.
Could we take a 5-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No.
That's a common courtesy,
Dean is
Chairman,
right
of every witness.
I waited 45, an hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes. We can certainly take a break, but...
You're real class act.
You're a real class act. Wow. I mean, and even the Democratic impeachment lawyer, Daniel Goldman, writing on Twitter, ineffective opening line of questioning. There wasn't a line of questioning. It was a lecture. was a campaign spot for Joe Biden the whole day. I mean, you know, I'm going to answer the damn question, at one point Bill Barr said. Barr slamming Democrats downplaying the rioters using, quote, projectiles that have penetrated marshals to the bone. I mean, it's unbelievable. These are the times we're living in. All right, let's get to the phones here. Let's say hi to George, Florida. George, hi, how are you? We'll be watching you very closely in Florida. We need you in 97 days. George, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Sean. Let me give you kudos because you've literally been years ahead of everybody on this curve with this going on, with this corruption and with this. So kudos to you.
You don't want to know the truth? I wish I had been wrong. I wish it didn't happen in our country.
But you weren't, and you were ahead of it, and you've caught a lot of flack for it. So kudos to you. Thank you for what you've done. But
it's my honor. I mean that. It's my honor to do this. Even the 45 pages of questions of Mueller's, you know, my 302s on Hannity questions, and even my public, even my private text messages with Manafort, 1,300 of them released. Yeah, I'm very, you know, it's not been easy, but I'm good.
Well, more power to you. I wanted to praise the congressman and AG Barr for what they did. They basically exposed the Democratic Party yesterday, and they when they said you need to own this, you need to denounce it, you need to say it's wrong, and they wouldn't. All of America saw that, and most Democrats are not like this. They aren't for this. And when none of the Democrats would denounce it or condemn it, that was a stroke of genius by the congressman and Jim Jordan and by A.G. Barr. But Jim Jordan went one further. When they put their foot in their mouth and said it was peaceful and it wasn't violent, he had the videos. So, you know, what are you going to do? The old thing, are you going to believe your lying eyes? But it was remarkable. And basically he put he and AG Barr put Twitter on trial yesterday. That's why you're not seeing the clips from the hearing yesterday all over the news, because it was horrible for Democrats, Sean.
They just cherry picking the media mob to do it. Listen, we're dealing with now state-run television, all things Democratic Radical Socialist. They are protecting they don't want the American people to see the truth about the cities run by Democrats for decades and the violence that has emerged, and that the violence that's not being stopped. They're not restoring law and order and creating a safe environment for men, women, and children. That's just the fact. And they're hiding it, and they just move forward with their conspiracy theories. They didn't care about COVID when people were out protesting. But boy, you know, if they can politicize it, they will. They don't, you know, the one big hydroxychloroquine study that they highlighted. Yeah, that's the one that was retracted. But they ignore the ones that say, yeah, when used early, it helps a lot. They ignore Daniel Wallace, Dr. Wallace, Cedars-Sinai, 42 years, the eminent expert on hydroxy. The risk is nil. You know, it's the environment we live in. They care about obstruction, but not Hillary's obstruction. Russia, but not Hillary's dirty Russian misinformation dossier. They say they care about equal justice, but not for Carter Page. They don't care about premeditated fraud on a FISA court to spy on a presidential candidate. Imagine that. And a transition team and a president of the United States. Or a coup attempt against the president. They don't care about any of it. They don't care about quid pro quos, or else they care about Joe and zero experience Hunter. They're just the biggest bunch of lying hypocrites, and the mob and the media are the greatest enablers. They are state-run TV, print, you name it. They do it. They say it. They lie, smear, slander, libel, besmirch. They don't care. And the American people have to see through this in 97 days, or guess what? The policies stated, if implemented, are a disaster. Last word, George.
Sean, I've got a question on another topic. I've been sitting here on hold with you, putting together, working on a zero turn mower that's on its last leg. Now,
yeah.
I'm in the market to buy one. Are you behind the hustler? Because this one's on its last leg.
Not only am I behind it, it's hustleatturf.com, 1,400 dealers, over 1,400 around the country. If you want, we'll help you find one. Look, Linda has hers. I'm getting mine. I just haven't gotten it yet, but I'm going to get the fast track. Linda, you want to talk about yours? How do you love it?
I mean, I love it. I'll race you. I guarantee I'm going to be more equipped to win at this point because I've been practicing for two seasons. It's a wonderful thing. Yeah. But no, George, it's awesome. And the cool thing about it that I really like about it is that it's quick. So you can, I think it goes up to like 17 or 20 miles an hour, which is super fast on a lawnmower. And you get it done in like half the time.
Get her done.
This one's on its last leg. It's done. So
yeah, you need all four legs, brother. You need to get a Hustler.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. So
yeah, I also love the company. I mean, these are jobs in the heartland, three-generation family-owned company, and they're the best. And I love these guys. I've met them. I know their products well. I stand by them. I mean, I would, you know, I'm getting one myself. So there you go.
Okay, that's what I need.
All right, my friend, God bless you. All right, back to our busy phones. Let's say hi to Jill in Colorado. We really could use Colorado this year. I don't mention it enough. Cory Gardner, we'd love to see him go back to the Senate. How are you, Jill? Glad you called.
Thank you, Sean Hannity. Yeah, the formerly red state of Colorado, I might add. If we could do something about our governor and our mayor here in Denver, it'd be a better place to live. Anyway, I just want to start off first by saying thank you for spreading the good word and fighting the good fight for America. You are a true patriot, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
So I apologize. I'm a little shaken here. I just finished watching the video that Jim Jordan tried to present in its entirety to the committee yesterday, and it just made me sick.
Look, I mean, all of this makes me sick. What they put the country through with Russia. What they put the country through with this impeachment hypocrisy hoax. What they planned, what their stated policies, Bolshevik Bernie, AOC, the gun czar, Mr. Confiscation Bozo. It scares the hell out of me. And a lot is on the line here. And we have an interactive map on Hannity.com. And I'm urging people, get familiar with early voting times in your state, absentee voting in your state. And you know what? November 3rd matters. It matters for the future of the country, our kids and grandkids. This is the most radical regime. If you look at Bolshevik Bernie, AOC, Joe, Pelosi, Schumer, Bozo, that has ever run, ever. And if their policies are implemented, there's no hope. From my perspective, they will destroy the country. Those policies will destroy the country.
Well, that brings me really to the reason I'm calling today is the fear that I have for this upcoming election. And the fear stems from what I've seen that these Democrats are capable of these last 4 years. I mean, we know the dirty laundry list. But most recently, redirecting blame of this virus on our president, and now allowing men, women, and children to die in our streets of America solely in an effort to make this president look bad.
Mm-hmm. That's all this is. It's all politics. It's ugly.
It is ugly. I believe we're in a different situation than we were in 2016. The Democrats did not foresee the sleeping giant, which is the silent majority, had elected this president. And here we are in 2020, Democrats know that we're out there. So I guess my point is, given what we know that the Democrats are capable of, which is pure evil, of course they have been plotting and planning to go into these swing states and steal the will of the people. So my question is, what are the safeguards that the Republicans are going to have in place to make sure this doesn't happen?
Listen, all I can say is, I wish I could tell people that what the results in 97 days are going to be. I wish I could. I don't know. I know we can win. I know that there are so many good people in this country that understand what's happening. And it's going to be up to the American people, every single person in every single state, understanding what is in play here. And the people of this country are what makes America great. They'll make America great again. Now, we've made mistakes in elections before. You know, I've handled losses. If I was so powerful as some people have said, oh, you're powerful, Hannity. Well, Joe and Barack never would have gotten elected because I was like a lone voice out here screaming at, yeah, they're radical left. Yeah, Obamacare is never going to work, right on all predictions. But this is different this time. This is just too much in play here, and it's too radical. It's too extreme. It's too dangerous. And we watched this movie play out in varying forms. I have a whole chapter on it in Live Free or Die about socialism and its history of failure. And it's eye-opening. Same rhetoric, same language, same promises, all failure. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. All right, load it up tonight. Where do you see what's happened to New York City? Lawrence Jones, our 2020 correspondent on the ground since the NYPD defunded. We'll look at the election with Karl Rove, Senator John Kennedy, Matt Gaetz, Rick Grenell tonight, Bongino, Devin Nunes, and Congressman Louie Gohmert. Our prayers are with him. He contracted COVID. No symptoms so far. We'll talk to him about that, what he plans to do. All coming up 9 Eastern tonight on Hannity, our electoral map, and Live Free or Die, Hannity.com. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Tonight at 9, please set your DVR. Thanks for being with us.